Okay, it's time for Bruin Buzz on this Friday morning, 9:45. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon. Our first program with Coach Rigdon here on K1 for Bruin Buzz. And Coach Rigdon, obviously we had a chance to talk and had a few stories when you were initially hired, and that was announced back a couple of weeks ago. But you got your feet underneath you, I would guess, a little bit better. How have the last kind of couple, 3 weeks gone?
Well, to say my feet are underneath me may be a little bit nice, I guess, is the way to say it. Because right now I'm just trying to learn as much as I can, as quickly as I can, get caught up on, you know, moving forward and making sure we're ready for the upcoming year. So it's been a busy week, busy time since I've been hired. Just like I said, trying to figure out what needs to happen next and how I can help and what needs to go on so that this thing can continue to run like it's supposed to and continue to be something our community is proud of.
And obviously we can kind of get into specifics about what you've been doing the last couple weeks here in a little bit as well. But I did want to touch on the fact that, you know, Matt Hancock is still around and obviously someone who helped Coach Huff last year. And how big of a help has he been to you over the last several weeks?
Oh, it's been great. He, you know, has knowledge of, you know, can help direct me, I guess is a good way to say it, help me to figure out, you know, the next step. And we've got a lot of people besides Matt, but Matt's been very valuable to basically point me in the right directions. And our secretary, Melissa Brooks, and Terry Hughes have all been very helpful to get me started and to get me pointed in the right direction.
Specifically, and we can get into kind of some more general stuff, because I know you and I went over that when I interviewed you initially after you were hired, and we can get into some of that and going back to Bartlesville from Collinsville in a moment. But specifically, you talked about kind of getting ready for, obviously, the fall of 2018. You've got softball, volleyball, football. Obviously, you deal with some activities as well. And then, of course, people forget athletic department isn't just varsity athletics. It's junior varsity athletics. You've got a whole lot of people kind of underneath you. What specifically have you been doing, and what do you need to get done from now until kind of that early part of August when some events actually start up?
Well, the first thing, you know, is to become informed. You know, where we're at in each sports process as far as getting started for the year. So I've been meeting with the head coaches, trying to get a feel, trying to get some understanding and make sure they know I'm available for help. And some of the guys, you know, and people are new, so it's a chance for us to meet and them to get to know me and vice versa. Meeting with those people, trying to get their schedules, get their budgets, everything set up so that they can operate like they're used to. See if there's any tweaks we need to make within those things, figuring out if there's ways that I can help them, and just really making sure that they know what I'm about and what we're going to try to do here at the athletic department to help them be successful on and off the field. So I've been meeting with those guys, those people, to get those answers, get those questions out there, get that information presented so they know what's going on. And then, you know, really, at the next point is going to be making sure we're ready for events. From umpiring, scheduling umpires, to people working, to opponents, to officials, just all the working pieces that go into hosting an event, making sure we're lined up for that, making sure that we have people in place so those events can take off like they're supposed to, and you know, that I don't miss something, because we want to make sure the athletic department, we don't miss anything and cause a delay of some sorts. Really just want to be on top of it and make sure we're prepared for those things as they start rolling in, because practice starts next week. Cross country starts on Monday, making sure that, you know, our kids are ready to go for practice and make sure we know who those kids are. All those types of things are kind of what's coming up next. But, you know, initially it's about the people we have here, getting to know them better, allowing them to know me better, and know what we're going to be in our athletic department.
Talking with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon here on Bruin Buzz, airs every single Friday morning around 9:45 on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. You know, I had mentioned you and I got a chance to talk just the day after you were officially announced as becoming athletic director, and obviously we had some stories as well when you had announced that you were going to leave the baseball program for a similar opportunity in Collinsville, but I thought we could kind of re-go over that again. What kind of was one of the reasons why you were wanting to make a change from becoming a baseball coach, which you had done for, you know, almost two decades here in Bartlesville, to moving into more of an administration role?
Well, one of the biggest ones is, I've got a son coming, and I think I told you before, I want to make sure that I'm a dad from here on out, not a coach. And I wanted to make sure that, he has an opportunity, that he's not the coach's kid and those kind of things, to give him the best chance to be successful. That was part of it. Obviously, my health played a part in that, of not allowing just one team and a varsity team. The last 2 years, our baseball team was great. Everyone was great and very supportive. But just felt like it may at times, hurt us a little bit, and never want that for our kids. We want our kids to be successful, and we want them to have the best opportunities. And I didn't definitely want to be a hurdle or a roadblock for our kids to be successful. So moving into the administration role, moving into this type of setting, really kind of satisfied both of those hurdles that were out there. And I've got my master's degree and want to put it to use, and this seemed to be a good time to do those kind of things. And really that forced my hand, as well as, just having an opportunity that was close by really helped push me over the top on that thing.
And then you and I had talked about, how great Collinsville was to allow you to kind of come back here on a pretty short turnaround after the opportunity opened up in Bartlesville. And obviously grateful to the people in Collinsville, I'm sure you are, for giving you that opportunity. But, I think you and I are both people that kind of believe everything happens for a reason, and the stars kind of aligned for you to be able to stay home.
Yeah, it did. And really the timing part of it, and I would start with by saying, yes, Collinsville's great, and understood, and really was nothing but helpful in the whole situation. But it's just a situation where, things happen for a reason that's beyond our maybe knowledge and my knowledge. But, the good part about it is, as I hadn't really dove in and was, underwater at Collinsville before this all happened, so that made it a little easier on both ends, because I wasn't scheduled to start. My contract would have been July 1st, and this happened before then, so there was a little bit of time for them as well to get their situation handled. So, just a credit to everyone that worked to get this going and make this happen. It was obviously beneficial for me and my family to stay here and not have to look at potentially moving or whatever those things would have entailed down the road. That just alleviated some of those problems. And again, we've talked about it, and I would tell you every time we talked about it, if I had the opportunity, I'm a Bruin. I want to be here. I want to stay here. I want to retire from here, and I want my kids to go through these schools and love this town and love this community. And if I can get back a little bit portion of what I've gained, I'll never be able to repay everything because of what people have done for me, from my high school days to my teachers and coaches that I had to the people that have helped my family since we came back in 99-2000. I can never repay that debt, but at least I can continue to try to help people like I've been helped when I went through here.
Talking with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon with you here on Bruin Buzz, K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Last thing I kind of wanted to touch on, obviously, there's other fall sports. You had mentioned the ones that are going to start up right quick. I know cross country just gets started when they're allowed to start practicing, which is the early part of next week. I know softball and volleyball are technically allowed to start practicing then, but because of their summer schedules, I know Coach Williams, Coach Hampton will probably have them just hold off a little bit until maybe later on this month. But their events will begin in August. But, you know, most people kind of getting excited for football now. I know Coach Blankenship had texted me and called earlier. They're going to have a media day in early August. But it seems like you step into a situation where we've got a first-year head football coach, and obviously that's a big-time program for the athletic department. And so far it appears like it's in pretty good hands.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the best things about stepping into this role that I did is, you know, I have full confidence in the people that hired, whether it be our new coaches or the people that have been here in the past and having relationships with. You know, it's not easy, but it makes it easier when you know you're going to have good people to work with, when you're 13 players. You know, everyone I think about that I've met seems to be on board to make everything in this school better, to give our kids an opportunity to be better and be successful. So it really makes it nice on my end, especially in the athletic department's end, that the people we're dealing with, the people you want to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon on Bruin Buzz. Coach Rigdon, appreciate the time, and we'll speak with you next week.
Thank you.